So we have seen create C, monitor M, maintain M. So under maintain, we saw the scale up of infrastructure, use resources wisely, upgrade and update the components, and communication and documentation, right? Now the last part is destroy. So CMMD, where D is destroy. So under destroy, I have scaled down the infrastructure. So you have scaled up the infrastructure. Now you see that that particular service is not going to be used anymore, or that particular service has been, say, migrated partially elsewhere, and the users will become less for the service. So again, going back to the using resources wisely, as a responsible SRE who wants to use resources wisely, you will have to scale down the infrastructure. This is where destroy comes up. So you'll have to plan on how you can safely scale down the infrastructure without causing any disruption or much of disruption to the users. So this is scaling down of infrastructure, like deleting the nodes or stopping the services, decommissioning the nodes, right? Reducing the number of instances. Then destroy part, the second part of destroy is deleting data that is no longer needed. See, we do not have unlimited amount of storage capacity with us, right? So we cannot just keep on retaining the data. That too, at the current internet digital rate, digital era, where we generate terabytes and terabytes of data, we cannot just keep on retaining all the data. We can actually, the most efficient way would be to actually delete the data that is no longer needed. For example, if you have a database and you are storing it in such a way that only the new data is being used and the past data is not being used. So you will have to, as a site reliability engineer, you will be communicating with the developers and you will be truncating or deleting the data that is no longer needed, so that the new data that is being added to the same database has space, because database also cannot be infinitely scaled up, right? Which is not easy actually. So the next part of deleting data that is no longer needed are logs and cache. So you also generate a lot of logs. Like if you have a Linux server, for everything it does a logging, right? Even when, right from the time when the user logs in, to the background processes, to the services that run, etc., right? To the monitoring daemons that run, all of them generate logs. So where do you ship these logs, and how do you maintain these logs, right? So here comes the deleting part of site reliability engineering. And next, the cache also. So the unwanted cache data also you can delete and remove. And another part of deleting is the expired certs. So as a part of secure infra, you will have certificates, the TLS certificates that will be used in order to connect from connect securely between components or from outside internet world to your infra. If the certs are expired, of course you don't need to retain them, so you can keep on purging the expired certs. And the last part of destroy that I want to speak about is decommissioning services and machines. So naturally, when the complete service or machine is not required because you would have migrated from this particular set of cluster to the new cluster, so this wouldn't be needed, right? So here comes the destroy aspect, where you destroy it and you take back the, you claim back the resources. So that is really important. And also, I would also like to mention one thing about backups. So as a site reliability engineer, you'll have to make sure that there is always backup and high availability present in your infrastructure, because we do not know, let's say we have to always be prepared for the worst situation. We of course do not hope for the worst situation ever, but we should always be prepared for that worst situation. So in with that front, you'll have to make sure that your data is backed up, your databases are on high availability, or all any of your component is present on high availability. You will always have to think about, what if this thing goes down, what would be the impact on my infrastructure? That is a good way of thinking when it comes to site reliability engineering front. So this is all I wanted to convey about in this episode. I've covered pretty much everything about SRE that I have I myself have realized all these days, where it is CMMD, create, monitor, maintain, destroy. We can even call this the SRE life cycle, right? Create, monitor, maintain, and destroy, CMMD. Awesome. If you are here for this long time, I hope you enjoyed this episode. See you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I'm Tarun, a person who wants to bring a positive change to this world through programming. You can follow me on Instagram at developer_Tarun, that is DEVELOPER_THARUN. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and many other platforms. Thank you and have a great day.